Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hello and welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. We'll get your podcast. I know you're listening now, but spread the word a little bit that the Big Party Show is, in fact, now a podcast. We much really appreciate that.
The more, the merrier. I know it's amazing. People are still like migrating. Like some people are like, wait, what? You've got a podcast? We're like, yeah, come on, on over. Come on in. The water's fine.
It is. It's nice and warm. It's about 102 degrees here at the Big Party Show hot tub.
Yeah, the hot tub's up and running all year round, right?
Yeah, that's all year round. It's Whiting likes it at its max at 104.
Wow, that's how hot it can get?
Uh-huh. It's hot.
Wow. Is your skin boiling? Like, do you get out and are you red?
No, not at all. You'd be surprised. Because remember, our body temperature is about, what, 98.5, something like that?
Yeah.
So when you go a little bit higher than that, it's just like having a little bit of a blanket on. Mm-hmm. But when you get it, when you go into the 104, it's like having a quilt on. So you don't sit in there as long, but it's nice. Yeah. And you got to be careful when you're in there because, I mean, if you're consuming beverages at 104, you know, you can get, you know, pretty dehydrated and sleepy. So yeah,
but
I'm very conscious
of that.
I don't actually. I'm very, very conscious of that.
Because of that one time.
Yeah. Because of that one time. No, I'm just conscious of it. Cause I don't like the feeling the next day.
Yeah.
The feeling the next day is worse for some reason.
It dehydrates you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it sounds weird that you're in water and that somehow, but it does. It dehydrates you and then you're drinking and then that dehydrates you. And so you're just like, it's double trouble. Have you ever noticed that? Like, I always notice that when you do like a pool day drinking.
Uh-huh.
And you wake up
drinking water.
You're like, oh boy, what happened yesterday? Stuff got rough.
Yeah. I mean, typically, I mean, I really should be wearing a life jacket in the pool if I'm going to be doing an all day thing. You know, you really should as an adult, because you never know. All it takes is one little sleepy moment. And next, you know, you're at the bottom. So, you know,
that's more than a moment. If you ended up at the bottom, I mean, that's more than like a,
Yeah, I should for sure. But yeah, anyway, there's your hot. That's how warm it is on this podcast. We really appreciate you guys spreading the word, you know, and it's really important because we want to keep this thing going.
Yes.
And the longer it goes, the more people listen. We have a good, decent amount of listeners. There's a lot, but there's a lot more out there that don't know. Just show them how to do the podcast.
Tell people, you know, don't keep it a secret.
Yeah. And then if you're listening, you know, later on, you can run this podcast through your car or stream it any way you want. And you can listen on your way to work if you're driving into work. If you want something funny, that's the route I would take.
That's the one thing we've got on lock: humor. Maybe it might be sketchy in other areas, but we really know how to laugh.
Okay, we got motivation here. What's left? This is
hot dog
or hangover foods is what it is. Yes. So I give basically at the beginning of the week, instead of just slamming it out there, I give Molly three options and they're always different categories and she picks. So it's random. It could be an awesome motivational thing. It could kind of suck and coming from some strange person that's getting weird. And it also could be demotivational. As well. So this is the last option here. This is gas station hot dogs, her least favorite. All right. So motivating.
You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is. Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different. You love different. And you lead different. So today, I want you to do three things. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Okay. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
Oh, aww. Thank you. That was pretty good.
I'm original.
You are original. Just keep going, people, no matter what.
It does feel nice to be reminded every once in a while. It's easy to get lost in the daily life noise.
Oh my God, it's so easy.
Right?
Yeah. And then when you get lost, and I get lost sometimes, like this week I had a couple moments, but when you get lost, then all the fog starts rolling in, and then you can't really see through the fog, and then you just live in the fog until you get to that other point. Once you get through the fog, then you realize you're being stupid and wasting that time. So I'd say just don't waste the time there. Get through the fog as fast as you can. But I totally get it. 100%. Yeah. I totally get it. All right, so bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's how you guys are going to get a hold of us. Also, phone number is 402-915-0962. Got some house cleaning real quick to do, but real fast. D.L. Hughley is going to be hitting the Holland on our website, bigpartyshow.com. You can get tickets. Just drop your email over there, and we can hook you up with a pair of tickets. How many tickets do we have, Molly? Two pair of tickets. And then also there's Rebecca Rosen. She's our spiritual medium that speaks with the dead. If you want to, and I'm sure if you're familiar with the show, you're familiar with her. She's fantastic. She's an angel. So super talented. You can go to the website, also bigpartyshow.com, and then drop your name there to get read. And it's going to be a random drawing because she's going to be doing readings on the 25th.
Up, it's right at the top. Click on Rebecca Rosen.
Yeah.
And it'll take you right there for it's you so to, easy. To submit your name.
And then the plea of pleas is called the Operation Dry Bottom, in which we're trying to get donations from all you party crashers and listeners. If you haven't become a party crasher yet, you don't know what you're missing. But we've had some solid donations here. We just kicked off this campaign on Monday. And I want to thank Annette. She dropped some dollars at it. Paula did. And then my buddy Lionel from Florida. I went to high school with him, Germany. I love that guy so much. He gets it. And you guys all get it, too, if you guys have had children. And the situation in a nutshell is that we're donating the money in lieu of your name, the Big Party Show, Crashers, all of you guys. And it goes to the women and the children of the Lydia House. So basically, we hand over the monetary donations over to Candace.
Yes.
And then she picks it up from there, because the situation down there is that the mothers are running from situations that they are trying to get out of. And then the babies there, of course, they can't make decisions. And so they're kind of stuck in this thing. The diaper need is just that huge. God, whenever I explain it to people that like from out of state that don't understand it, they're like, "What?"
I'm like, it's a big deal.
It's huge. You know, you just don't know. Yeah.
You think about the cost of diapers, and it's not covered by any kind of government program, you know?
Nope.
So if you're getting government assistance for food or housing, that's all covered. But diapers is like this huge chasm of unaccounted for spending.
Why is that, Molly? It seems like if there was one thing that's covered for people in need, it would be the babies that can't do anything about it and suffer. You'd think that would be part of the program and take away, if you have to take away something, take something else away that isn't a part of the program, that's not a necessity. Why is that diapers aren't covered?
It's one of those stopgap type of deals.
It's weird.
It's not in there. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's so expensive.
You draw, you know, WIC or SNAP, any of those, that's not part of it. I mean, but paper goods, it's considered a paper good, right?
Okay.
So like, it's the same thing. If you go to try to buy paper towels or tampons, any of that kind of stuff, none of that's covered.
None of that's covered either. They didn't need to recategorize that stuff. Yeah. That needs to be recategorized. If that's the hump, then let's recategorize women's, you know, tampons, whatever, and diapers into its own category. That's nutty. I didn't even know that. Oh, those poor babies. I mean, imagine anyone listening. I have not had children, but I've bought diapers for many of times and donated to the Lydia House. Mm-hmm. I know what the cost is. You know what the cost is. It's expensive, and that's the first thing, if you're in a bad situation like that, that you kick to the curb.
Yeah.
You kick that to the curb because you got to get food. You want them to have presents. You want to have this and that.
Rent.
Pay all the stuff. Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, back to comedy. BigPartyShow.com.
Some funny stuff. Let's do this.
Make your donation if you could, please. All right. So a couple people dropped on into the party line, and Kelly was one of them, about weird names.
Yeah.
She said her allergist's name is Dr. Pitlick. Dr. Pitlick. If you guys have weird names out there, drop them to us. BPScrasher at Gmail or 402-915-0962.
Terrible. I mean, that is like go down to the courthouse and be like, we need to talk about how do we change this? How did this happen? I mean, because a lot of times like names have an origin, you know, like Taylor, Smith. Yeah. And they all come from the fact that like you were a Taylor or you were a Smithy. You know, and so you're like Pitlick.
You come from the background of the great Pitlick.
What village weirdo were you? I just wish I could keep my pits clean. Well, you have to go see the Pitlicker.
You will be named Pitlick. Good Lord, what a crazy name.
That's terrible. That's really bad. I feel really bad. I don't want to pile on this person because they're like, yeah, I get it. I live with it every day. Thanks for telling me something that I already know. Like, well, it's news to me.
Well, if you need help, Dr. Pitlick will help you. All right. If you're listening, Mr. or Mrs. Pitlick or whatever. Right. Hey, Doctor. God bless you. We're with you. All right. And then Matt sent a nice little message over. He said, Molly, I saw this post on Facebook and thought of you. Hope this isn't fake. And your eggnog latte is actually back at Starbucks. You guys are the best. And thank you for everything and everything that you guys do. So there it is. It's coming back. And I did some extra research. It's back December 2nd with some kind of praline drink
chestnut
as well.
Praline. Yeah. No, they've got a chestnut praline latte, but, Amy Wilkie Mefford, reached out to me and she was like, hey, heads up. I just saw this. So I am thrilled that the eggnog latte is back. And if you don't think that on December 2nd, I'm going to get a big old eggnog latte.
I'm going to go get one with you.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
I'm going to get one with you.
I love eggnog. I really, really love eggnog.
So do I. Know it's a weird thing.
It's already in stores now, which I think it's too early. I mean, I'm not – like, I love eggnog, but I'm not going to buy it before Thanksgiving. Like, I'm just not.
Just a question. Is there booze in eggnog?
No, you put booze in eggnog.
Okay, all right. Because there is a, for anyone, speaking of allergen, like Dr. Pitlick would recommend this, there is a dairy-free eggnog they offer that. And it's pretty solid, man. It's pretty good. I may have to pick some of that up for a Friday
I love it. I make, I'll make eggnog martinis.
Okay.
So I'll use that, and then I'll put a little brandy in there, put a little vodka in there, put a little, like, if you really want to cream it up, you can put some, like, Bailey's.
Yeah. And shaky, shaky, shaky.
And then when I'm really feeling, so then what I will do is I will do the rim of the martini glass.
In what?
In graham crackers.
Oh, okay.
Like, I crush up graham crackers with a little bit of nutmeg and cinnamon and go ahead and do like a cookie rim.
Okay. All right.
It's here I am. Looking good.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of eggnog, but I do like the flavor of it. And so I just quickly was wondering, have you ever added it to food? Go to food talk.
Yeah.
Have you ever added it to food?
Yes.
I am looking right now. There's bread pudding.
Yep.
There's stuff that eggnog cake. Oh, my God. Shut up. Yeah. Eggnog cake.
I've made eggnog cookies. I've made. Okay. Here, check this out. Eggnog cheesecake.
Ooh. Oh, I don't even know how to make cheesecake.
My God. And I for that one, I use a ginger snap crust, almost like a gingerbread crust. So you get the ginger and then the eggnog, and it is magnificent. And then you can drizzle white chocolate on top.
Oh my gosh. Eggnog bread.
I should
all
include these
stuff.
Recipes in our December newsletter.
You should, actually. I mean, there's pancakes, there's all kinds of stuff that you can make. I'm getting fatter.
I mean, well, the thing is that like let's say you make pancakes and you need like a cup of milk or whatever to make pancakes. You just swap it out for a cup of eggnog.
Oh,
I mean,
my
that's
God.
The thing is that you just
doing it.
You swap it. Oh my God, it's so good.
Right? It down,
I love
people.
It. I didn't, for the longest time, I didn't drink eggnog. And I still remember the first time I had it. How stupid is this?
Mm-hmm.
We were performing when I was in Second City. We had a residency to do Christmas. So they had a kickoff party for us, like an opening night party. And one of the cocktails was eggnog. And I was like, I've never had eggnog before. And my friend's
was
like,
the
you've
first.
Never had eggnog? So I was like 20 or whatever. And I was like, no, never. And she's like, you have to have one. And I was like, it looks gross. Like, I don't know. It's creamy. Like,
it's weird.
Whatever.
It's called egg. I mean, you're
like, it's egg and nog. Like, it doesn't sound like
good.
And I had a sip and I was like, what is this? It's so delicious.
It's hard. It's hard not to suck it all down. I mean, it really is hard.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because today I was I got jumped on. They're doing all this Thanksgiving, getting ready. They had to do a turkey and all this stuff on the Today Show I was watching. And I'm oh my God, I'm so stinking hungry watching this.
Yeah.
Anyway, Martha Stewart was on and she was the first person. And she, you know, it's kind of like an assembly line type thing. Everyone trying to one up everybody with her stuff.
Oh my God.
She does a turkey. Have you ever done this? She uses cheesecloth. So basically,
I've seen that and I haven't.
I think I'm going to do that. She uses a soaked baked, like a soaked cheesecloth. Or she, they kept saying, or just use an old t-shirt. I'm like, what?
Sick. You're like, no, no. Don't you soak it in melted butter?
Yeah, you soak it in melted butter, and she puts white wine in it, of course, and then you cover it, and then you cook it through the whole thing, and you baste it with it on it. And then 15 minutes before you're done with it, you take that cheesecake off, or the cheesecake, the cheesecloth off. Cloth. And I'm salivating so good.
You're like, oh
and then
God,
you cook it for 15 more minutes, and then it browns. And I think I'm going to give it a shot. It's just cheesecloth.
Are you going to do that this Friday? Store.
Yeah, I'm going to do it Friday when the boys come over.
You're having Thanksgiving with the boys, right?
Yeah.
And you guys put the tree up and everything like that?
Yeah, they'll get the tree up, but I'll get all the food together on the menu. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's just a ham, a little turkey. It's hard to find little turkeys. It's like a 12
to 13 pounder. Do you just do the turkey breast or do you like the dark meat?
No, I don't like breast. I wish they just sold dark meat. I would eat dark meat. You know, I just don't like breast. Not on a bird. It's just dry to me.
Okay.
That's about it. If I had to pick, it'd be that. I just like the juiciness of the dark meat. Something about it.
Turkey legs?
I could, but I don't like turkey legs. That's another thing because the turkey legs.
Did.
No, I like the, I don't mind them, but that's a different animal too, because they dry up quicker. And then they still have a lot of times the quills inside of the turkey leg.
Sick.
Absolutely.
You're like, you guys need to do a better job of getting that stuff out. That sounds like a rendering fail.
Yeah. It is funny though when you think about it, how the dark meat is, it seems like it's always, I guess maybe not, it's always down on the lower part, you know, and like where the butt would be, and the breast
thighs,
is sitting up there. Yeah, it's thighs.
Stuff,
yeah. Oh, I can eat a thigh. I can lick
a
thigh.
Turkey leg. A turkey leg is mostly thigh.
No, that you're thinking of. No. It's connected, but it's not. They're two different things.
You get like the big turkey leg. Isn't that all thigh?
No, that's all leg. The leg connects to the thigh, and you cut it right in between those two.
Oh.
It's like a chicken. That's how they do that. You ever get a chicken and like they have the quarters? It's the leg and the thigh. You ever seen that? That's the thigh. You cut it, and then you have the leg. Two different things, but together. Anyway.
I guess I get it. Like when you order fried chicken, you get the leg and the thigh.
And the thigh.
Okay. That's what I'm
So, So on the menu is that. And then I make a green bean casserole, but I do a chicken. I do an Alfredo. Green bean casserole, because not a lot of people like that particular, you know, green bean casserole. Everyone's like, ew, gross. So I do Alfredo. I make an Alfredo sauce for that and put some little onions on there and get that hot and sexy.
Those onions.
Oh, yeah. And then I don't know what I'm going to make.
What are you doing for dessert?
I don't know yet. I think maybe some type of pumpkin spice cake of some sort.
Okay.
Maybe a chocolate cake. I don't know. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm gonna have to quickly maneuver this stuff. Because it just got laid on me. I don't even know. I just checked the turkey, and it's still kind of hard and frozen, so I don't know what to do next. I took it out too late. I took it out Monday afternoon.
And you have it in the fridge.
I have it in the fridge, but I feel like it's not going
to
get there.
There's a way you can quick thaw. Just go water. To Butterball. Yeah, I mean, it's like a water bath or something like that. But you got to have like cold water bath. Like, you don't want to have hot because then it par cooks it or something.
Yeah, you can get sick. You want to change the water out every 5 hours. Oh, 5 hours seems like a long time.
I know, right? You're like,
maybe 30 minutes or something. But that seems like a lot of work as well.
There's got to be a happy medium between 30 minutes and 5 hours. And I'm sure that exists. We just don't know it on the show.
Yeah. Believe me, I'll figure it out. But anyway, oh, did you see the government shutdown is El Dunno? Thank God. Good Lord. My stepson has just been in a bad spot. He's young, 21, newly married this year, works as a TSA. Say if you see him in the airport, say hi. His name's Oliver.
Hello.
Yeah. And so that's all done for now. But you know what? I'll see him and I'm just going to kind of go, well, you know, they're just kicking it down kicking the can down the street a little bit. They have to revisit this whole thing in January. So save some money.
Yeah.
Or find another gig because this sucks for you, but save some money, you know.
Well, and then first of all, you got to pay all the back stuff, right? Like all the stuff that you've been putting on hold while you've missed two paychecks. And then from there, you start getting real tight with the budget.
I know.
Just in time for the holidays.
Just in time. Poor kid. He was just on vacation with Madison, his wife, right, last week. I just found that out. I didn't know. He didn't come around. But I guess he had to put his PTO request in a long time ago.
Oh.
So, yeah. So he didn't have any cash to go anywhere. So he was going to go see, go to Norfolk and visit some family, but decided to kick it around here and then hang out with family. This is last week, I guess.
Okay.
And I was like, why? I didn't see him once.
He's like, yeah, it's called a vacation. You don't qualify. I'll see you Friday for turkey leg pie. Yeah,
exactly.
And we have enough pie. Time together. Trust me. I want to space it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tried to get enough food just for the amount of people because this would be Colin. I think his roommate's going to show up or something. And then it's Madison and Oliver. And then I said to there's like six of us. So I kind of said to Whiting, I'm like, leftovers aren't leaving the house this time. It's tight.
She's like,
she looked at me like, shut up.
I know, right? She's like, I think we can make, like when I said to Peter, I was like, maybe we shouldn't get that nice turkey this year. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
And I will say this. So I ordered the turkey yesterday.
Okay.
And it's the same price as last year.
That's
nice.
I was
really surprised.
That's them giving back.
I was like, how much per pound? And I was like, because I keep notes every year. And so I was like, okay, I was bracing for it. I was like, it's going to be a buck more or something. And it's the exact same price per pound. I was like, that's awesome.
Does it come sealed or you know what I mean? Or is it in like a big tinfoil thing or what is it? How does it come?
It comes fresh. So it's never frozen. It's fresh. They brine it and then they give it to you like in a big, one of those really strong plastic bags, like where it's like, you gotta like cut into them. They can't even. So they just do it that. So I pick it up Wednesday and then throw it in the oven on Thursday. But it's fresh. So,
okay.
I mean, it'll be slaughtered.
Ooh.
It's still alive right now.
Oh.
Still living its life, not knowing.
Knowing what's happening.
Nope.
Like, where's Tom?
Not a clue. They're like, hey, this Where'd is Tom a good go? Gig. I get fed so much. They're so careful about what I eat and that I don't get hurt.
Yeah.
So like, because they're saving up for the big hurt, friend.
I've brined a turkey one time and I don't know what I did wrong, but it was so salty that I won't do it again.
Oh, really?
Is that normal? I don't know. Or do I need to completely wash it off? I'm terrified of doing it because it seems like there's a lot of salt in those things. I don't know.
Look, I mean, they've taken care of it. Like, literally take it, like, they've brined it and done whatever. I take it out of the bag. I put it on a roasting pan and I put it in the oven.
Okay. I mean,
I'll like put salt and pepper on it. Maybe rub some butter underneath the skin, like get some butter up underneath there.
I like that feeling when you separate the skin from it. It's almost like serial killer stuff. Yeah, you know, you get the butter and you slide it in and you hold the skin up. And I just love that feeling for some reason. It's like I'm going somewhere I've never been before. whatever that means.
I was going to say, I'd go someplace else. Like, in your mind? What are you talking about?
Anyway, a shout out before I forget. I want to give some love to Chris and his wife, Jennifer, at Costco. Oh. I walked by this guy who was handing out samples and getting things ready. Mm-hmm. And I just said something like, I don't even know why I said. And he goes, I'm a big fan. And Wylene was with me.
Oh, he knew who you were?
Yeah, he could tell by my voice.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that interesting? He instantly knew.
Were you wearing a Party Crasher t-shirt?
Like, no. No. Wow. I don't even know what I even said. I said, because I'm nice to everyone, you know, all those people that are, you know, whoever I interact with, I'm nice to. And he goes, and you must be the sweet Wylene. Oh my God. I was like, holy smokes. And he said, yeah, my wife loves you guys a lot. She listens. Her name is Jennifer. And I keep forgetting to throw something out there.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So thanks for supporting. I really appreciate it. I made a friend.
Like, can I get an extra sample? A little something for the trouble.
Yeah.
A little something for the local celebrity.
I tell you what, there's times that I've wanted to belly around and get another sample because I have wanted to do that. There's times, but I don't do it. But I could do it at Sam's Club if I wanted to, because they don't even look at you or talk to you. You know, they just throw it out there. But at Costco, that you can't do that because they are talking to you. And every single person and just having a life. They have such a life there, the sample people at Costco. It almost gives you that yearning feeling that you should be doing that too. Kind of like jury duty.
You're like, this seems so fulfilling, giving people free samples. Who's not sad to get a free sample?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody's excited to see you. What you got?
They want to talk. Got? That's another thing. It's like, you know, when you get your samples, and I know I've bitched about this many a times, move along. Just move along. Don't sit there and eat it and act like you're going to buy it. All right. Just move on. No, they are not. I watch it all the time. And it's sad because I'm the person waiting behind them. Like, come on. I got things to do.
You're like, you're standing between me and free food. It's a dangerous place to be, people. You not want to be between this man and a free sample.
All right, what is your Starbucks? You have a Starbucks knockoff. What is that?
Okay, so they unveiled their holiday cups and everything
And looked at all those. Yeah.
And it's bonanzas. People line up waiting. So the big one this year was this Bearista. Mm-hmm. It's this glass bear. It looks like a honey bear.
It does.
I mean, it looks exactly like a honey bear bottle, and then it's got a green hat and then a straw, and it sold out. Like, people were – there was one place where, like, they got in a fight about it. I'm like,
are you kidding me?
On. No.
I would have loved to have seen that.
I know,
how stupid
right?
was
like,
that? It's
what
like
– crazy person are you? Give me that bear. I'm like, jeez.
I was here first.
I'm just here for an eggnog latte. I didn't come in for all this drama. So if you missed out on getting them, cause they were very limited edition.
Yeah.
Walmart has, it looks the exact same. Like I'm
surprised. Oh, it does?
I'm surprised that they haven't gotten like a cease and desist or like a letter from Starbucks, like not so fast.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's half the price too. It's glass. It looks exactly like the Starbucks barista. It's got a green hat. The only difference is the green hat doesn't say Starbucks. It's just
okay.
That it's still got the striped green and white swizzle straw.
How is that legal? That's crazy that they can do
that's
that.
That's the thing. But it is. So the barista Starbucks one was $30.
It's yeah.
$29.95. Sold out in hours. Like it was just gone. The Walmart one is $14.
Okay.
It's half the price. And it looks exactly the same. Like you could probably just make a Starbucks sticker and put it on its
and put
hat.
It on there.
Nobody would know.
Make it happy. Seems like the Walmart version would be served with sadness.
No.
But anyway.
No. It looks and you can get a 2-pack for $39.88.
Wow. There you go.
You and a friend can have the knockoff barista. It's seriously, for the price.
Yeah.
I mean $30. Good God.
Handing that is a lot.
$30 to Starbucks for a glass bear.
Does
Those
it
guys
come
are
with
such jerks?
Does that come with beverage?
No, you're just buying the bear.
Oh, just, that's even more of a ripoff. You should put a beverage in there, cheap ass. Wow.
They're like, no.
Really?
That'll be another $10 if you want the bear
oh my God.
To have anything inside.
Molly, I went years without not drinking Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gift cards. So I just recently used them, you know, because I'd be out. I'm like, I just want a coffee or a latte, right?
Yeah.
And the reason being is this. The first time I went to Starbucks, I got to the end of the cup and it was filled with coffee grounds, right? Like it's the end of the party. There's coffee grounds everywhere. Okay. In the inside, and I'm eating them. It was that much. And I thought to myself as I'm drinking that, because I'd never been to Starbucks, but everyone just loves Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I thought this is how their black coffee is served.
Oh,
I don't like it. That I never went back. I never went back until I went back again and I realized it's not served like that.
You just got a bad batch.
I got a bad batch. Yeah. So that's why I didn't go there for, that was like 10 years ago. That's how long it's been.
It's been, well, I mean, obviously I've cut back on so many things. But honestly, when I'm in Chicago, when I'm here, I maybe go to Starbucks like maybe once every couple weeks. Like,
okay, that's not bad.
It's just, no. When I'm in Omaha, I go like every day.
Like, do you really?
Yeah.
Is it convenience? Do we have more in your area?
Yeah,
than...
and it's drive through. You know what I mean? It's a prime of opportunity. Though I want to know why they closed my Starbucks at 72nd and Dodge. One day it was there, and the next day it was just gone.
Starbucks closed a bunch in the nation, and that was just one of them. I'm guessing it was just.
How?
I mean, that is gridlock there.
That thing. Every single time. Like, why would you close a high performing one like that?
I don't know if it's high performing because it's gridlock right there. I mean, there's so much stuff there at the same time that I think it takes longer to get anything. So I don't know if they would be high performing at that point, where the one over here is just, there's no gridlock. I mean, it is moving and just slamming it out there. I know, I'm with you.
Maybe
it costs too much.
That was my that was my go-to Starbucks, because I always stay in Dundee.
You know?
I always stay over there in Memorial Park. And so that was my go-to. Now they're like, oh no, go to the one over on 72nd and Pacific. I'm like, that's not convenient. That's further
away. It is. Yeah.
And then they're like, well, go to the one at Indian Hills. And I was like, that one's super inconvenient because it's inside of a parking lot. You have to get in, like,
but that's the way that's the Starbucks model to me. It seems like for the life of me, when we go to airports, I don't understand. I mean, I guess Starbucks is delicious, but I don't understand why everyone's waiting in these long lines to get something when there's like a place next door that has coffee. But then again, I'm just drinking coffee. I'm not drinking the special things. So
if you're getting their drinks.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. If you're just getting a cup of coffee,
I'll
go to Dunkin'. I'll go wherever. I don't care. I mean, I love Dunkin' coffee. If I'm just getting black coffee, I don't necessarily go to Starbucks. Yeah. Hey, I go to Starbucks when I'm getting a drink. Like when I, when I'm going, when I'm getting a drink. Like, I love their pink drink. Their pink drink is so good.
A pink drink, huh? Mm, okay.
It's made with coconut milk, strawberries. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. I'm really into chai lattes. That's right. The other one. But like their cold Chai's foam. Good. So like when they do that pumpkin cold foam, oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Really?
It kills my stomach. Like, I mean, like I am
because
just
of
like,
dairy?
Yeah. Because it's it's cream. It's I can kind of play around with 2%, you know, and it's not bad. But man, once you start getting into cream territory, my stomach's like, are you kidding me right now? Like, why are you trying to flex?
I know. They should. I buy this heavy cream at Hy-Vee. It's plant-based.
What do you use it
for? Oh. I use it to make everything that I need cream-wise, and it does the same thing. I don't know why Starbucks doesn't offer that dairy-free option to people that will poop their pants by the time they get out of the drive-thru.
Well, I don't know what that's all about.
That's called dairy allergies. Hurry up. I gotta go. I gotta go.
Maybe I don't have a dairy allergy. Maybe it's just an intolerance because my stomach's just like, bleh. It doesn't require a diaper.
Wow.
Operation Dry Bottom takes on a whole new.
A whole new thing.
Help a dairy intolerant adult out there who's excited to have a milkshake.
Oh God. All right. Did you see that? I know that everyone's been talking about it, but they actually it's an end of an era is what they're saying. Born in 1793 in Philadelphia, the penny, they pressed the last few ones. And that's 232 years. Mm-hmm. It's funny because they had on the news one of those convenience stores. I can't remember. So they decided because it's still in circulation. They're just not making any more pennies. All right. And so therefore there's something like, what did they say? 300 billion pennies still out there, probably in your cushions or in a jar somewhere. So this company is decided it's like a Quick Trip or something like that. They decided instead of rounding up, they're rounding down and they're going to lose $3 million a year, but they don't want to pay it off to the company, to the employee, to the people, this customers.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a done deal. They finally pressed it. It costs 4 cents to make a penny. I mean, and that's millions of dollars that the government, you know, pays.
I know, but it's so funny because they were saying it's like $56 million they'll save a year, which again is like finding pennies in the couch when you're the government. You're like, that's going to make zero difference. But okay,
I know.
Let's just go ahead and do it.
It's going to be odd. All right. So I grew up in Germany and we used, you know, U.S. currency, and you could use U.S. currency there at the time
the
as well. And off the base, you know, because, they would just switch the mark rate. You can swap, you know, exchange it, whatever the case is. So basically how I lived for 6.5 years, it was a round up or round down situation on everything. So when I, I didn't see a penny for 6.5 years and I didn't care. I'm like, this is all right with me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what's happening now, what's going to eventually happen. But not a lot of people are paying cash.
I had it just happen the other day.
It's different. I don't do it all the time.
They rounded down. They're like, did they really? Yeah. It was something 28 and, you know, or whatever. And I gave them, you know, like 30 cents or something. Like I didn't have any pennies and he's just like, and they're just like, no, just keep it. It's just 20, whatever. It was weird. It was something where I made money off, like I made 3 cents off the transaction. Like they rounded down and they were like, no, it's fine. I was like, okay.
I wonder if it was like 25 and then they round down. I mean, I don't even know. I understand rounding up at 28, at 26.
No, they rounded down. Like it was something where I was like, okay. Like it was basically anything under, like if it had been 29, they still would have rounded down to 25.
Well, see, that's a good, that's like that company that they're doing that. So they're taking a loss.
Places are doing that. Yeah. I think a lot of places are falling on their sword.
Well, eventually you're just going to have to change the prices.
That's what's going to happen.
Have them fluctuate to the nickel, you know, eventually that's the only way of actually doing it. But yeah, I haven't had that happen yet. I'll be out and about. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll spend some cash. I need to stop by Target, by the way, because today is when it the smile starts today.
Those poor people don't even know what's coming. I weep. I seriously, I'm sad that this podcast comes out tomorrow and that they don't get a heads up that you're on the way. It's just these poor, unsuspecting hourly employees.
I'm testing it.
Nothing but time.
So for those of you who don't know, and there's a lot of other companies doing this too, and it's basically because of what's happening. Everyone's just down with all this stuff that's been happening. Not everybody's happy, so they're not the only company that's doing it. Apparently, there's a lot of other ones that are going the customer route of going, you know, hey, can I help you? How are you doing? And stuff like that with a smile. And yeah, I thought it already started, and I kind of complained because I went there and I was just too busy. I wouldn't even know how to deal with it. So today I'm going to test it and just walk. Basically, if you're within 10 feet of a Target employee, they're required. Now I'm with you about the requirement.
Like 10 feet within 4 seconds or something like
that. I don't know those numbers. Really?
It's called the 10-4. Let me pull it up.
Really? That's stupid then.
And I was like, that is so mean.
I mean, forcing people to do it, I get it. I don't know what to think. Because I'm that person anyway. But think about that. If you're a person that doesn't like to you know what I mean? Doesn't like, what is that, an introvert?
Yeah. If you're an introvert, this is the worst thing that could happen to you. I was so excited because I just got to stock things.
Uh-huh.
And I never had to worry about Mike coming in and kicking the tires on when I smile.
What's the rule? 10-4? Is it a 10-4 rule?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. So basically Target enacted this thing for their employees, for those listening and don't know. Starting now, their employees, if they're within a certain deal, they're supposed to be customer service oriented. So you need to smile. I need you to say, how you doing? Are finding everything okay? Hey, yo, juggle.
Here it is. Box store. It's called an engagement program called the 10-4.
Oh, boy.
And it requires employees to smile, wave, and use welcoming body language towards customers 10 feet away, and also cordially greet customers within 4 feet. So if they're within 4 feet, they got to be like, hey.
Can I help you? No, I'm okay. Thank you.
I would be fired within. They're like, that person was within 4 feet. They look busy. They look like they didn't need a conversation today.
Yeah.
Heading into the holidays, we're making adjustments.
I guarantee you, those
poor shift managers are like, listen, guys, I get it. This comes from a corporate where these people aren't anywhere near the general public. They sit in an office in Minneapolis.
They'll have testers out there, I'm sure.
They're going to have secret shoppers.
Hey, I have a TikTok. I have never thought of that, but I do have a TikTok.
These poor people.
Is there any secret? Well, Molly, it's a customer thing. I mean, they're getting a paycheck. I'm not, like I said, the waving is just a little bit too much, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, all right, clown, now you're being weird. I could see, hey, how's it going? Need any help? I mean, you could do the same thing and think the same way about the waitress or waiter that comes to your table every 10 minutes or less to see if everything's okay. How you doing? Is everything okay? Is that good? With 9 out of 10 times, something's in your mouth.
Yeah, because again, they're required. They're you got to be over here first bite. You better be over there. You're like,
it's the same thing. I know. I don't like that. I mean, I like the checking on you every now and then. So if I had to change up, I get it now what you're saying, because I don't like sitting there and having someone constantly come up, because the answer never changes.
No.
The question never changes. It's always like, anything I can get you? Are you good? How's it taste? Yeah.
It tastes great. Like, unless there's something egregiously wrong where you're like, this is garbage food. Like, mm-hmm. unless it's something where,
which
oh
I would still
gosh.
Never complain. I would still never complain.
Oh, if something were like absolutely heinous.
Well, like,
yeah, I would. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and choke down a meal that I mean,
I'd put
if
it
you've
aside.
Ever gotten something where
I haven't.
I mean, like it's something where I've gotten a steak before where it's just it's rare in the middle. I can't eat it. I can't.
Okay, so that's different. That's prepared. So that's an easy send back. Hey, can you warm this up a little bit more?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking okay. about, like, if they, you know, all of a like, sudden.
Like, they bring you mashed potatoes. Let's just say mashed potatoes, and it tastes awful, like salty, and it just got overwhelming with garlic. Do you go, I can't eat this?
No, I mean, something like that.
I just pass.
No.
Yeah.
No, something like that. I mean, it's a side. Like, whatever. Yeah. Exactly. I'm just saying, like, something big, you know, like if you cut into your chicken and it's raw,
that's different.
You're like,
yeah.
I'm going to get sick.
Yeah.
Actually.
I would say something then.
It might.
Yeah.
So that, you know, yeah, then you've got to really say something.
I'm excited. I'm going to get more smiles than I do in a day. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be, I'm going to feel seen at Target. I'm going to feel seen. More smiles in a day. I can't
wait. You've
already
got plans with people that are going to smile at you later. You've got plans with friends. Don't take it out on strangers.
I'm not taking it out. I'm just doing my job of shopping. I need to shop. I'm not taking it out. It so happened my thing is 3 or 4 feet from the person. Okay.
Are you going to say something to a manager if they don't?
God, no. I would never do that.
Are you going to blow them up on social media? Be like, I went and it did not happen.
I don't know. Find out later. Follow us on the Big Party Show page. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
God, I am going to destroy you.
All right. You're ready to wrap this thing. Kick it into the weekend.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh. It's a bye this weekend. So, yeah, there's a lot of things people are going to be looking to do. Stubbing thank God
things.
I love this football to death. All right, couple things real quick. Don't forget Operation Dry Bottom for the babies. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Rosen. This is all on our website, bigpartyshow.com, if you made it this far. Also, DL Hughley tickets up for grabs as well. You only got a couple more days. I guess what? Next yeah. week is it
next
for on
week.
That? Mm-hmm. The deadline on that Dry Bottom thing to make a donation is the 19th. So we'll
of
get
December.
More desperate and pushy. Yeah, as it gets closer to that. But thanks to everybody who's taken part of it so far.
Thanks
that's a show.
So much.
That's a
appreciate
show.
The generosity.
Yes, we do. And we'll see
tell
you guys.
Tell somebody about the show.
Yeah.
Get the word out.
That's the goal. Just one person and just show them. I mean, it sucks when you have to explain how a podcast works. But you know what? They're 80. I get
our demo.
It. That's our demo.
People get
have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday and do yourself good. Show.